Welcome back to the MetaMinds podcast.
My name's Eamon.
And my name is Dan, and this is where we help you unlock the life of your dreams. Man, so a topic that has been coming up a lot for me, and I know you and I have been talking about it a bit as well, is just the idea of like trusting your instincts a little bit more. I think, especially for you and I, like we can be so analytical with things. You know, yeah. We think things through so deeply, and there's benefit to that. But I think sometimes it's maybe, you know, we're not allowing ourselves to tune into our instincts and just kind of listening to our heart, listening to what feels right in the moment for us. So yeah, it's definitely been a thing that I've been thinking about a lot. And the more that I kind of just lean into my instincts and just kind of go like, this feels right. Let's not question it. Let's not overthink it. Like if this, you know, path that I'm going on with my counseling business or, you know, me going to do a supervision course, you know, whatever it is in the moment, you know, and I spoke to you about it. Like when I was doing the supervision course, I was like questioning everything, overthinking everything. And it's like, bro, just do the thing. Like you enjoy what you're doing. You want to progress. You want to learn more. And, you know, I look back on it now and it was like such an awesome experience. I did it and I gained a lot from it, you know, and if I just kind of trusted my instinct more in that moment, I would have saved myself so much time of like overthinking it. And it's just obviously a natural thing for me now to go down that path, but I am trying to challenge it more and just trying to go with my instincts.
It's cool because I think both of us are getting better at it. But for like people out there, like one recommendation would be The Surrender Experiment by Michael Singer, is it?
Yeah, Michael Singer.
Fantastic book. And it's like literally just this theme where it's like, you know, you have to surrender to things more. I suppose where it gets hard is like actually identifying that you're overthinking because you don't realize and then you just find yourself in this trap and then it's stressing you out. You're creating all these micro stresses and all of a sudden, you know, like just so much stress is in your life for this one little decision that's affecting all the other areas of your life and you don't realize it. And, you know, and it's only until like we actually discuss it where it's like, dude, just do the thing. Like, what are you talking about? Kind of thing. You're like, oh yeah, obviously. And then, you know, we blink. How long ago was that? 2 months ago, 3 months ago. And now you are a counseling supervisor. You know what I mean? Like if you just didn't do any thinking and just surrendered, just went into it and did the thing, you know, I suppose that's where it gets hard though. Cause it's like, how do you identify when you are overthinking? Cause that's the hardest part. You don't realize you're just overthinking, you know?
Yeah. I think it's obvious for me when I use other people. I've really noticed that my way of making sense of things is I have to talk it out loud, either to myself or to people around me. And like either you or my partner or whoever it is that I'm talking out loud about something, I kind of listen. I think sometimes it kind of hits me that I'm like, hey, you're going on about that thing. Like, why are you holding on to it? Why are you thinking about it so much? And I think it becomes obvious when it's like, well, I've told Eamon about it. I've also told my partner about it. And now I'm telling my mum about it. Like I'm clearly holding on to a lot of thoughts.
Right.
You know, and I guess it becomes.
But it is helpful when you say it out loud to people, as you said.
Yeah.
But so what? You just like, once you notice that you said it to a few people.
Yeah.
Because obviously people give you feedback, right? Yeah. And then when you've heard feedback a few times, you're like, I don't need to hear feedback on this. It's like, all right, I don't need to hear feedback because I know what the answer is.
Yeah. And I guess like if we were to say, go with instincts, because what I guess I do want to unpack a little bit in this episode is like, how do you identify an instinct? You know, how do you know that is an instinct that kind of sits with you and to actually take action with that? Because I guess the other part of it is that the reason we are probably overthinking it so much is we're trying to keep ourselves safe and we're trying to limit the amount of calories we're spending on like doing something if it doesn't lead to anything. But I mean, we do that in our day to day with so many other things and probably don't think about it. So it's interesting that the things that are perceived as bigger, I personally seem to hold on to it more and put more weight into it, but it's just an action at the end of the day. You know, like, yeah, there's money associated with it and whatnot, but it's like, this is an action. Like when I think about, for me, like my future goal within the counseling space is like, I want to just continue progressing. So whether that's me doing more professional development, whether that's me doing more speaking gigs, like I want to push myself in those directions. So that me doing a supervision course is taking action in that direction of trying to better myself anyway. So I guess like the instinct, when I look back on it, it's like it makes sense that I wouldn't have even considered doing the course if it didn't align with my future and the instinct I had to go, this is something that will progress me.
Yeah, exactly. It wouldn't have even come up as a possibility for you.
Yeah.
You know, like we say we manifest these things, but realistically, you know, you took particular actions and, you know, things fell into place for you because of, you know, things that were happening in your life for this opportunity to take place. And then you just dwelled on the decision for too long when realistically it presented itself to you for a reason because you put yourself in the position to have that presented to you.
Yeah.
So it made sense for you to do that. And then what it sounded like you did there was you asked yourself, is this actually in alignment with my goals? You know, and it clearly was, you know.
Yeah.
But I suppose to the higher level version of that is that it's like, do you have your clear goals written down?
Mm.
Because then that can take a lot of power away from these big decisions or even small decisions as well, actually. You know, again, like we've talked a lot about, you know, do you have your dream life plan? Do you have your life KPIs? Like I've got 5 KPIs for life, you know, and if I'm achieving these 5 KPIs, then I'll achieve my dream life in 2025 that I have a clear vision for. And there's like 5 statements that I want to happen in my life, for example. And so this is potentially a great way to stop overthinking, which I haven't even thought to do, where it's just like, is this in alignment with my life, you know, with my dream life? Oh, will my KPIs get me to that thing? It's like, well, yes. So I don't know if you have that written down, do you?
Mm.
Like, have your goals written down like that? Like,
yeah, I have.
Like you want to progress it, like more in a professional sense as a counselor.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's written down. Yeah. I probably don't have it structured in that way where it's like, these are my 5 clear KPIs I'm working towards.
Yeah.
I guess as you're saying that, it's interesting because I think that's super valuable, but it look at us. Like, it's like we're still going back into the analytical side. Like, I think we need that, but there's like an element of like, what happens if something, what isn't in line with those 5 goals?
Yeah.
Saying we don't pursue that, even if our intuition's saying like, this could actually benefit us.
Well, yeah, there's nuance to it, I suppose.
Yeah.
But I suppose like where that comes in handy for me is that it's like, you know, if something comes up, and then I've got this framework that I can look over to, you know, I'm like looking at this one side. It's like, oh, do I do this thing? Do I look over back to this framework and I have this clear vision? And I'm like, is it in alignment with that? Yes, no, you know, but it's like, I guess you will feel whether you actually want to do something or not. So this is where trusting your gut kind of comes into it. It's like, you will know, you will be drawn to something, you know what I mean? In which case, obviously, you know, you can't be too strict with these, you know, like clear, like, you know, like, because I've got this dream life, but it changes a lot, you know what I mean? I'm like, oh, okay, actually, I'll tweak that to say this, you know what I mean? So it's like, you can't hold them too tightly, but it's a good framework, you know? And so, yeah, when things come up, you will just know. But it's like, it's a good framework to have where it's like, you can just look back on it and be like, oh, actually, that doesn't align with that, so no. It's easier to just, you know, stay on track that way.
What do you think, like, if we try to unpack that idea of like a gut feeling or an instinct, like what is it that you have noticed in the past that has kind of indicated that that's the right direction for you?
Yeah, well, I mean, I suppose like, you know, both of us, we feel very deeply, actually. And, you know, music is a big part of my life. And honestly, if it's like a big decision, whether it's an emotional decision or not, like, you know, because that's how I like reverse engineer seeing how I feel is like the type of music that I'm listening to. Or I'm like, oh, what's happening here? It's like, oh, well, I'm trying to release emotion through this kind of a music or whatever. And it's like, okay, so why is that? And it's like, oh, well, there's this thing that's like come up for you and you've got to pay attention to it. So stop listening to music and avoid it and just pay attention to it.
Yeah, right.
So, but it's hard to like put a pin on exactly it, but you just know that you're just drawn to something. Like it's not like you're meant to do it because that's like woo woo or whatever, but it's just like, I just seem
it just
to
feels
know.
Right, you think, or it?
Yeah, you're just drawn to it because feeling right, that's applying meaning to it, you know what I mean? Because it might not feel right, you know what I mean? You just might feel something, you know?
Yeah,
you might
feel
uncomfortable, for example.
Or
in
a
which
pull,
case,
like an emotional pull.
Yeah, but if you feel uncomfortable, that's because there's an opportunity for growth there, but you don't have to go through things that are hard to get to the thing, you know?
Yeah.
Or you're uncertain as well, and that's the thing. Like that's where the overthinking comes in, where it's like, oh, there's this thing that's popped up, you know, like, there's this, you know, person that I could start seeing, or there's this job that's like kind of come into my life, you know, through a friend that, you know, seems weird, but could be a good opportunity, but will stop me from doing what I'm doing right now. And that, you know, it's like a big decision. I mean, I've had a couple of them recently, actually, that's fallen into my life as well. And that's been a huge, you know, scary thing for me as well, actually. And I'm surprised we haven't chatted about that on this podcast yet, but it's just like, what I did in that instance was I tried to uncover as much information about that path as long as I could. Because I didn't have all the answers. And that was the first thing that I recognized was like, oh, I actually don't have all of the answers. You know, oh, I don't have all the information that I need to make this decision.
Mm-hmm.
That was the hardest part to come across. And then when I figured that out, it was like, okay, cool. Well, I'm in the gathering information stage. Where it's like, yes, it's analytical, but also, you know, for this particular life decision was huge.
Mm.
I needed to gather a lot of information. And then when I had all of the information and sat with it for a fair bit of time and bounced the ideas off different people, it became clear which pathway to go down.
Yeah, that's it. And do you think the process of you bouncing ideas of other people, was it you listening to it back as you were speaking out loud, or was it a combination of that and people giving you ideas and advice and different points of view? Like, what helped you get to that conclusion?
I think for everyone, it's always going to be you need, because you have the answer within you.
Mm.
You know what you want to do. And this is why it's funny when, you know, particular people that maybe aren't the best at, you know, conversing, they bring up a topic and then you start to talk to them And this is why I've learned to just ask people questions rather than telling them what to do, because it's not, you know, I don't know what the right answer is for them.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they just talking it out loud, and then it's like, it's clear that you, like, you can see that they know what they want to do. They just haven't figured it out yet. And I think everyone is that way. So I think, like, you know, you're just using people as mirrors, you know?
Yeah.
That's not to say I didn't receive helpful information from other people. I definitely did. But ultimately, I think I knew where I was going to go, but in hindsight, but I had no idea about that then, you know?
Yeah, of course.
I needed to sit with it for long and, you know, bounce the ideas off other people and have other people say, what about this? Or what about that? Have you thought about this? You know, which is obviously very valuable. And you need to do that with people that you trust or can rely on, that their opinions are actually solid, you know?
Yeah.
Otherwise, someone will just give you some really terrible life advice.
Yeah.
Subscribe to MetaMinds.
No. Yeah. Don't know about that one. Yeah, no, that's it, man. That's interesting. And the other thing there with, I guess, the feelings of, like, recognizing your feelings when you're going to make a tough decision. You mentioned, like, I guess, anxiety earlier. And I think maybe for a lot of people out there, when they feel anxiety, that will indicate to them that they shouldn't pursue a certain thing, because anxiety is deemed as a negative thing for a lot of people. But I think anxiety can be a really good, like, guiding force, right? Because to do anything that's a bit challenging or to do any sort of change in your life, it's going to bring up some form of anxiety. So I think that's interesting, just to kind of recognize that, to notice that as you're making decisions, potentially tough decisions about things, that, you know, the anxiety is going to come up as you're making these decisions. Because, you know, trusting your instincts to make a change in your life and to go, okay, you know, this job that I'm in, I really need to change a job, right? Like, I'm not enjoying it. It's really challenging. And your instincts are kind of pulling you that way. But then there's all this anxiety coming up around, well, what's that going to look like? But I'm stable in this job. You know, there's other examples within that. But I guess it's like recognizing that you will have heightened various kind of emotions that will pop up as you're making these decisions, and to recognize that that's part of the process, and not to lean into the anxiety and go, oh, well, that's my instinct telling me not to do it, for example. Because I think that can be a pretty common thing for a lot of people, especially clients I work with. You know, it can be this thing of like, oh, well, it just doesn't feel right, or there's a lot of anxiety around it, so I probably shouldn't do that.
Mm.
But anxiety can be an actual indicator of, well, this is a challenge, but challenge can be really good for growth and change. Yeah. And that's just a part of it.
Or it's just something you need to really think about.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's potentially why a lot of people stay stuck. There's a whole other topic that it's just like, they recognize this feeling, they apply meaning to this feeling to not be positive, you know, they apply it to be negative, and then they don't do the thing, they don't do anything, you know?
Yeah.
And then in 5 years they go, why am I in the same position? It's like, well, did you listen to any of the anxiety that you had that, you know, that you labeled as negative that could have actually led you in the direction that could be, you know? And this is where, like, another good activity comes into play, where it's future pacing. So it's like, actually play it in your mind. If, you know, in 5 years, if you made this decision or that decision, what would a day in your life look like? What would a day in your life feel like? You know what I mean? And that can bring a lot of clarity to decisions like that. And that can bring a lot of, you know, clarity to what your gut feeling is telling you what to do. And that, you know, that can be when you identify it to be the harder path, that you're like, oh, this anxiety is telling me to do that thing because it will ultimately lead me to a good outcome, but it's just going to be harder, you know?
Yeah, that's it. And there's probably an easy opportunity for people out there. You know, if you've got that instinct to give us a review, but there's anxiety, just do it.
Yeah.
You know, just give us a review, you know? So it's an easy way to kind of test the instincts as they come up. But I think that, there's definitely a lot in there that we've unpacked there. And yeah, I think it is one of those things, right? Like, a lot of people don't listen to their gut, but the amount of times that it does guide us in the right direction and our instincts kind of tell us in various ways, like, you know, just go in this direction. This makes sense to you. Like, the amount of times that those crossroads come up in life, and it can be quite obvious, but I think we're clouded by the indecision, right? So like you said, the idea of trying to light up the path, like we've spoken about the lighthouse in the past, where it's like the beams focusing on one area and that's all you know, everything else is darkness. Of course, it's going to feel overwhelming if you've got a big decision. So like you said, like, information gathering can come from reflection, can come from talking to people, can come from just sitting with it as well, like not making a snap decision as well. Like, making a decision in indecision is not a healthy place to be in either. So yeah, I guess it's just being aware of that.
Trust your gut, guys. Hopefully you've gotten some value out of this episode.
And if you have, then please make sure to give us a 5-star review on whatever podcast platform you're listening to, and we will talk to you in the next one.